perhaps more to the point, is the fact that the training infuriates the people it's intended to educate, white men. Many interpreted the key learning point as having to walk on eggshells around women and minorities, choosing words carefully so as not to offend. Some surmised that it meant white men were villains. Still others assumed that they would lose their jobs to minorities and women, while others concluded that women and minorities were simply too sensitive. Executives Rohani Anand and Mary Frances Winters noted in a 2008 analysis of diversity training in the Academy of Management, Learning and Education. Training done badly can also damage otherwise cordial relationships. Women and minorities often leave training sessions thinking their co-workers must be even more biased than they had previously imagined. In a more troubling development, it turns out that telling people about others' biases can actually heighten their own. Researchers have found that when people believe everybody else is biased, they feel free to be prejudiced themselves. In one study, a group of managers was told that stereotypes are rare, while another group was told that stereotypes are common. Then, both groups were asked to evaluate male and female job candidates. The managers who were told that stereotypes are common were more biased against the women. In a similar study, managers didn't want to hire women and found them unlikable. The evidence is damning, yet companies continue to invest heavily in diversity training, spending by one estimate almost $8 billion a year. It has led to what The Economist dubbed diversity fatigue. In a recent article, the magazine suggested that 12 of the most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from human resources, and I'm here to organize a diversity workshop."